ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Well, with the end of the three one-day internationals, Sheffield Shield rolls around, gets underway on Tuesday. There's three matches taking place. Victoria up against Tasmania at the Junction Oval. Western Australia taking on South Australia from the Wacker. And New South Wales are on the road. They take on Queensland from the Gabba. Greg Shippard is the coach of the New South Wales side and he joins you on ABC Sport. Greg, thanks as always for your time.
Yeah, no problems, Matt. Good to be with you.
It's always an exciting time of year when the Sheffield Shield gets underway. Of course, the talk leading up to the first test between Australia and England. You've had a win and a loss so far in your two matches so far. How do you feel like the start of the season has been for New South Wales?
Yeah, look, it's been a little bit up and down like a yo-yo, but sitting third in the Shield competition, had a really tight game against Victoria, who in the clinch moment knocked us over. And from a one-day point of view, we're second at the moment. So a lot of player churn at this time of year, what to play for in terms of international representation. So as you rightly said, it is an exciting time of the year and some of our players are, you know, putting their hands up and stepping forward into a potential Australian cap.
So chasing 255 in that match against the Vics, you got to none for 90 and then unfortunately Scott Boland picked up the last five wickets. Heading into this match against Queensland, Steve Smith makes his return. How much contact do you have with someone like him, given he's been training in the US before returning to Australia?
Obviously, with us being on the road for our first three games, haven't seen a lot of Stephen, but our last three sessions he's been here and it's an absolute pleasure to have him around the group. He's, you know, it was a little bit like watching Kohli and Sharma go about their business last night in a run chase. Well, every net session for us is like a masterclass in batting. So our players drink up every bit of information that he's got to offer visually and verbally. So great to have him around the group for two games. And then looking forward to perhaps the addition of a couple Australian speedsters in game four.
So did you offer him the opportunity to bat wherever he would like? Is that the storyline?
I think I said that at the last press conference, and absolutely, he can bat where he likes, and we'll keep that as a guess for Queensland after the toss.
Okay, right. Well, I guess Sam Constance has been opening, so it's probably unlikely he's going to open, but how have you dealt with someone like Sam? So much speculation around his position and where he might be come the first test against England. 53 runs in the second innings against Victoria, but just trying to give him that reliable sounding board to get back to his best cricket.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. A reliable sounding board from all those that are providing him with information, trying to make it consistent and having patience. He's a very young player still, showed some nice signs with his 53 in the second innings against Victoria and a couple of steady one-day innings. So, you know, we have played on testing pitch conditions for our team in the first two games, unlike some others. So he's had to do it tough, but that's okay. You learn your lessons when things are at their toughest. And he's got open ears and an open mind, so I'm thrilled with that. You know, he'll come good sooner rather than later.
And I guess for state-based coaches, we saw Manus Labuschagne leave Queensland, join the Australian one-day setup. You had Jack Edwards, who was part of that third one-day international as part of the squad. He'll now come back to the New South Wales lineup. So are you sort of happy for those players to have that experience to try and push towards the national honours? Obviously, you're trying to get results for your team as best you can.
Yeah, look, I think that's important organisationally, but, you know, I think supporting the country's efforts is the number one priority, and to see Abbott, Dorshus, Philippi Edwards, Sanger and Shaw play in, you know, versions of Australian cricket either at Australian A or with the senior team is terrific for our program. And in Hadley and Hatcher, who have started the season off very, very well with the ball in hand. There's another two to keep an eye on.
Is there one you're particularly excited about, how they've started the season?
Oh, no, I'm excited about them all. So, you know, we've got a debutant wicketkeeper coming in and Ryan Hicks this game, and young Will Salzman is two games into his career and, you know, perhaps batted the best in trying conditions in WA. So we're thrilled with the emerging players here in New South Wales.
Absolutely. Well, Greg, always appreciate your time. Best of luck against Queensland and fingers crossed you continue the promising start to the season.
Cheers, Matt. Thanks very much.